This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, March 13th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Filipino police say they have arrested an Islamist militant named Hud Abdullah, who acted as one of the guards of an American missionary couple who had been taken hostage on May 27, 2001, reports CBN. Martin Burnham had been a New Tribes missionary from Kansas who served as a jungle pilot delivering mail, supplies, and encouragement to other missionaries, as well as transporting sick and injured patients to medical facilities. While celebrating their 18th wedding anniversary, Martin and his wife Gracia were abducted. As the Philippine military attempted another rescue, Martin was killed during the gunfight on June 7, 2002, 13 months into their captivity. Wounded but alive, Gracia was rescued and returned home under a national spotlight. Since that time, Gracia has authored 2 books entitled In the Presence of My Enemies and To Fly Again. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Pastor Andrew Brunson's daughter spoke before the United Nations Human Rights Council concerning her missionary father's imprisonment in a Turkish jail.
"Thank you, Mr. President. I'm here today on behalf of the ECLJ, who is representing my father, Pastor Andrew Brunson."
Jacqueline Brunson called the allegations against her father, quote-unquote, absurd. She said, quote, "He is not an armed terrorist. He is a peaceful pastor," end quote. The Supreme Court of Indonesia has agreed to hear the case of the former Christian governor in Jakarta, Basuki Purnama, nicknamed a hawk, who was convicted of blasphemy charges last year. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh of International Christian Concern about the upside of the appeal. Apparently, a hawk may run into less political difficulties with the justices reviewing his case.
"If he started at the very beginning, his opponent might push the judge to actually give him longer sentence. So right now he's actually in the midst of the sentence. It's actually harder for anyone to actually like try to work behind the scene and try to give him even more like longer sentence. And the fact that it is given prioritized consideration is because his case is so popular in Indonesia."
Pray for favor in the eyes of the judges and for a hawk to be steadfast in the faith, witnessing the power of Jesus Christ to his fellow prisoners. The 40 Days for Life program is going on right now as Christians are publicly praying in front of 214 abortion mills around the United States. So far, 274 lives of children have been saved. There are still 12 days to go in this campaign and more lives to save. I would urge that you visit the website 40daysforlife.com. Find the local pro-life effort near you and volunteer. Email me and describe your experience. Adam@theworldview.com. America kills about 2,000 babies a day, not counting those babies killed by abortifacient drugs. Speaking of life, Ireland is one of the last pro-life holdouts in the Western world. The government is placing a national referendum before the people in May, intended to remove the pro-life plank in the nation's constitution, which is being bankrolled by liberal pro-abort George Soros. The nation's parliament is considering a bill that would allow the killing of children up to the 12th week of pregnancy. Over the weekend, 10,000 pro-lifers marched in Dublin, protesting the move toward introducing abortion to Ireland. National opinion polls there have moved pro-abortion, with 50% supporting the changes and 30% opposing. Most of the pro-abortion population is coming from the younger millennial generation, according to a report from Christian Today. Yesterday, a package bomb delivered to an Austin, Texas home exploded, killing a teenager and wounding 2 others. This is the 3rd such random bombing in about 2 weeks. Sounds like the Unabomber all over again. Psalm 116:15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." An elderly pastor was severely injured and his wife was killed in what is described as a quote-unquote home invasion in the Lake Gaston, North Carolina area over the weekend. Pastor John Alford, serving at Sanford Memorial Baptist Church in Broadnax, Virginia, and his wife Nancy were apparently robbed and tied up in their home by the intruders, who then proceeded to set the house on fire. Suspects are believed to be two black males, according to WTBR.com. And finally, the movie Wrinkle in Time, starring Oprah Winfrey, released over the weekend. The movie guide Christian Film Review noted that the Disney film production preferred quotes from Gandhi and Buddha over Christ, and the protagonists seek wisdom from a medium who instructs in New Age yoga techniques. The children's film netted $33 million in the box office over the weekend. God warned the people of Israel that there shall not be found among you anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium. For whomever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. Deuteronomy 18:10-11. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.